Hello, and thank you for tuning in to this Tech Talk Tech Tip. My name is Nick Ellis, PC Computer Guy, www.pccomputerguy.com. You can find us facebook.com/PC Computer Guy, twitter.com/PC_computer_guy. We have a Telegram channel and lots of other ways to contact us, which you can find through our website, again, PCComputerGuy.com. Phone number 317-883-7224, where we provide on-site as well as remote support to people here in Indianapolis for the on-site and remote support. We have actually done remote support internationally. So if you need help with anything, just give us a call. Anyways, today we're going to be talking about internet speed overkill. It's time to update this. I originally did this in 2014, and 6 years in internet is like 100 years for normal people. What I had posted 6 years ago is way, way out of date anymore. 6 years ago, I said that if you have 12 megabit per second internet, that was sufficient for the average household. But today, I would really change those numbers by quite a bit. The goal, the ideal internet speed, in my opinion, for the average household will be between 35 and 50 megabit per second. Now let's talk really briefly about our terms here. Megabit versus megabyte, so that you'll be more informed often than the people that you're talking to on the other end when you're talking about your internet speeds to whatever service provider you have. Megabit is typically what we use to measure internet speeds. Megabyte is typically used for storage, measurement of storage. A megabyte is 8 times bigger than a megabit. So typically when you're talking about internet speeds, we want to talk in megabit per second. And they're written differently. Megabit is written with a lowercase b for the bit, and byte is written with a capital B. So now you might know more than the person that you're talking to if you call and discuss your internet speeds with your internet service provider. So 35 to 50 megabit per second is really more than sufficient for just about anybody that's a home internet user. This would cover a family of 5 or 6 people with a couple people watching Netflix in high definition, as well as somebody playing games on their Xbox or PlayStation, and a couple people surfing around the web, somebody having a Zoom meeting all at the same time, and nobody will notice any lag or slowdown in their internet speeds. This is because of several different factors. One, a lot of servers limit the speed that they will send things to you at because they don't want you to slam the system. If one person has 1,000 megabit and can suck up pretty much all the bandwidth that the server has, that means the other 50 people trying to use the website, they won't be able to access the information. So there's one area. People vastly overestimate, I think is the word I'm looking for, the requirements that they have. Streaming Netflix in high definition does not require 30, 40, 50 megabit per second. It actually only requires 8, and 8 is on the high end. Typically, it's around 6 megabit per second, but it varies as you're watching it. More action means that it's going to require more data, and then it'll slow down when things are slow, but 6 to 8 megabit per second is going to cover your Netflix high definition. So if you had 35, the low end of the recommendations that I had there, if you had 35 megabit per second internet, you would be able to watch five different TVs would be able to be streaming high definition Netflix, and you would still have bandwidth extra to surf the web. And that's at the low end, at 35 megabit. So 35 to 50 megabit per second internet would be the equivalent of like having a car that does between 85 and 95 miles an hour. That'll cover you for pretty much just about anything you need, even long-haul highway driving that you do very rarely. Anything more than that, if you have a Ferrari that does 270 miles an hour, that's great, but how often are you actually driving 270 miles an hour? Probably just about never. And so these internet service providers, what they'll do is they'll convince you that you need gig speed internet because it'll make your web pages load faster, and you'll save so much time by having gig speed internet. Your downloads will go faster, and your life will be awesome. It's true, your downloads will go faster, but how often are you downloading a file that's 2 gigabytes in size where you're actually even going to notice the difference in that gig speed internet? If you had a mere measly 35 to 50 megabit per second internet, your average music file, which is about 4 megabytes, you'd be able to download that in about a second. So people aren't normally downloading 2 gigabyte, 3 gigabyte, 5 gigabyte files. So that's pretty much the only situation in which you would notice any difference between a 35 to 50 megabit and a gigabit internet connection. The average home is not doing that. And when you are doing that, it's when Windows is doing its updates. And it's doing that in the background when you're sleeping anyways. What they're doing is they're offering you and they're trying to push you into these more expensive plans because they make extra money and it requires virtually nothing on their end. They don't have to install new equipment. They don't have to do anything different. Modem speeds are artificially limited, typically at the modem itself with a configuration file. And so you call and say, hey, Mr. ISP, I'm willing to give you an extra $35 a month to get faster internet. All they do is type in a number, send that to your modem, they're done. And now they're collecting more money from you. It doesn't really require anything extra from them. Now it does, but for all intents and purposes, it doesn't. So that's why they push these things. I have a customer that was, he's a good longtime customer, really great guy. Comcast convinced him that he needed gig speed internet. He's about 70 years old, lives by himself. He's the only person that uses the internet. And all he's doing is regular surfing, checking the email and stuff like that. And he was convinced that he needed gig speed internet by his internet service provider. We spent a bunch of time trying to get the full gig speed and we got close to it. But after all of the fighting of trying to get that much speed through the wireless connection, which is almost impossible to do, I told him this is all a gimmick anyways. About a year later, he was back to the 100 megabit and he said, you know what? You're absolutely right. There is no difference. So he was convinced or he was told that he needed to have this faster speed in order to surf the web faster, which was nonsense, complete nonsense. Kids, they try to target kids a lot and say, if you get the faster speed internet, then your games will work faster. This is also nonsense. Most games require less than 1 megabit per second. The only thing that needs to be tracked when you're playing online games is typically the location of objects and you yourself. That's all that's being transmitted, and that requires almost no data, or a very small amount of it, I should say, at least. Unless you're downloading the game. If you're downloading the game, then that's going to make a difference. Because some of the games are like 4 gigabytes or even more. Some of them are vastly more than that. But the only time you need it is when you're downloading the game. And really, again, if you have a 30 to 50 megabit internet connection, you'll still be able to download the game in a reasonable amount of time. And you only need to download it once. If you're buying the game, like you get a disc or something like that, then that becomes completely irrelevant. So they convince kids that they need to have the faster internet bandwidth because it'll make their games faster. However, games care about latency, not bandwidth. Bandwidth is, let's talk about this. Bandwidth is how big the pipe is. We're going to use water as an analogy. How big the diameter of the pipe is, that's how much information can go through the pipe at any given moment. But that's not the speed of it moving through the pipe. If you have water, it's going to flow through the pipe much more quickly. If you have sludge going through that pipe, it's going to be slower. So the speed at which it's moving through the pipe is latency. And that's what games care about. And also your internet cares a whole lot about latency. Everybody talks about bandwidth, 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 but latency is a big deal. Satellite internet connections are generally terrible. Satellite actually has a decent amount of bandwidth. However, the latency is terrible on satellite internet, and this is what makes satellite internet feel slow. So satellite internet, you could have 50 megabit per second, but the latency is slow. How quickly it's moving through that pipe is slow. So let's talk about the other side of this. Anything less than 15 megabit per second, I would say you're on the low end. You're too slow. That would be like having a car that can do 25 to 30 miles an hour. And I would argue that if you have a car that can only do 25 to 30 miles an hour, you need to change your car. So if your internet service provider can't give you more than 15 megabit per second, then it's time to look for a different internet service provider. Incidentally, we have MetroNet, and we absolutely love it. It's fiber optic internet, which is pretty much the Cadillac, the top of all types of internet. You have cable, phone wire delivered internet like AT&T U-verse, and then you have fiber optics. We have MetroNet and absolutely love it. The reason why I have 1,000 megabit, like I said, is because it's a mere $69 a month for ridiculously fast internet. So if you are potentially looking at upgrading your internet speed, you should check out MetroNet. And if you do me a favor, head to our website, pccomputerguide.com/MetroNet, or just search in the search box at the top right for MetroNet. If you click on the link and do it through our site, we get a few bucks, and that money helps us to continue to produce tech talks and information like this out there for everybody. Costs you nothing, and just by checking it out, you may end up with significantly faster internet that costs less, so it saves you money and throws a few bucks our way while you're at it. So I appreciate it. Anyways, let's get back to it. Remember we talked about Netflix requiring 8. Now, I know that everybody doesn't do Netflix, but if you're streaming a YouTube video in high definition, it's the same scenario. So, if you're using 8 just for watching a video, that leaves 7 left over for everything else. And if you have a couple people, you can see how you could use that up pretty quickly. So anything less than 15, too low. 35 to 50, that's the sweet spot. Above that, for most people, you're wasting money. Now, if they give you 100 or 200 megabit and it only costs $5 more, then sure, go for it. I have 1,000 megabit internet. The only reason that I have 1,000 megabit internet is because it's $69 a month, so why the hell not? But if they were going to charge me $150 a month for it, then I would switch to the 100 megabit version. And I would argue, use the internet vastly more than everybody else. I actually have servers and tons of things running off the internet all the time. So 35 to 50, sweet spot for the average house. More than that, you're probably getting taken advantage of from your ISP. The goal here is to get as close to that 35 to 50 megabit with the least bill possible. Unless you're getting a killer deal where it's only a couple dollars more, then why not get double the bandwidth for $2, $3, $4 more a month or whatever. But don't think that 100 or 200 megabit connection for the average household is really going to make any difference in you surfing around the web. You will notice really no difference. There's other things that come into play here. The speed of your computer and all of that stuff. The speed of your Wi-Fi connection, the strength of that. Lots of other factors. We're just talking about assuming that your computer can handle everything, your internet connection, and your bill. If you have, for example, AT&T UVerse, and they can go up to, say 25 megabit per second, but they can't do the 35. Personally, I would switch, but I would call that acceptable. The key here is to give you knowledge and information. So now you know the difference between megabit, megabyte, you know bandwidth versus latency, and why having more bandwidth doesn't really have a significant impact on the game. The only time it'll have an impact on the game is if you saturate, if you completely fill up the bandwidth, then your latency will become slower because you have to wait for everything else to clear out the pipe. But that pretty much just about never happens if you have that 35 to 50 megabit per second. So the goal here is to get as close to that as possible while paying as little on your bill as you can. Don't fall for these pay $20 extra a month and we'll give you 1,000 megabit and then you'll actually be able to watch YouTube in high definition. You can watch YouTube in high definition without that. Hopefully this saves some people some money, keeps people from getting taken advantage of, and just gives you more information in general. My name's Nick Ellis and we're pretty much wrapping this up. www.pccomputerguide.com, 317-883-PCCG, that's 317-883-7224. And then lots of other places, facebook.com/PCComputerGuide, Twitter, Telegram, just about anywhere. And you can find a lot of that on our website. And if you need help with something, just give us a call. We'll be happy to help you. Thank you for listening, and until next time.